It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Romans, and we're going to begin reading in the third chapter, verse 9. Romans chapter 3, verse 9. And so as you look that up, why I'm going to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street, just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. And that would be Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to call, our phone number here at the church is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, it's parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. And we have many studies up there, please, that you enjoy them. The plan of salvation is there. Our constitution is there. And so please that you would look and enjoy what we have as our constitution, which is based totally upon the Word of God, upon the Scripture. And also, if you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com. That's parkviewbible@gmail.com. Now, if that was enough time for you to open your Bibles, and I hope that it was, and I hope you're able to do that, and prepare for the study today. Romans chapter 3, beginning to read with verse 9. What then? Are we better than they? No. In no wise, for we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of their way, they are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Now we're going to stop there with that 20th verse today, and we're going to begin with prayer. Father, I thank and praise you for the opportunity to come to read your precious word and now to fellowship and to study and to learn from your precious word. We ask for the leadership of the Holy Spirit, the great teacher, that he can teach us your way through your word. And Father, we know that in order for us to have the opportunity of the Holy Spirit to teach us, we must first become born again. We must come by faith and trust in your Son, the Lord Jesus, that he died on the cross. He died there for us, for our sins, and he took our sins away, died, and rose again 3 days later, and we serve a living God, a living Savior, and he is at the right hand of you, dear Father, right now, making intercession for us, paid the price. The blood was shed, and we thank you as we have such a beautiful showing of the tabernacle and the study of your precious word, how that the blood must be applied. And we know that your Son, his precious perfect blood, was brought to you, says, here, I have saved them. What a picture. And so we need to come by faith, though. It's a free gift of salvation. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So, dear Father, please, all that are listening will come today to salvation. And those, Father, that are saved, that they'll grow today through this study. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. What a question here. Because, you see, the Jews, as we had come through with the rest of the scripture here, we find that, you know, in verse 4, God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written. And so please that you understand, we do not have the right to change the Word of God. Now, a lot of people are changing the Word of God to meet their lifestyles, and God will hold them responsible for that. We cannot do that. We need to, we cannot live a perfect life, but we need to live a life that's pleasing unto the Lord. We need to walk each day with Him. We need to come first by faith to Him. But please never believe that the Word of God is out of date, because it is God's living Word. But the words are true, and they've never changed. And so please, as we have this study in Romans, and we've dealt with some things that that are not socially accepted today, we've just dealt with those in the past few weeks, please that you understand this is the Word of God. And the Word of God is true and right. God knows what's right, and God knows what's going to bring peace and joy into your heart. So please follow after Him. Now, and realize that if you disagree with the Word of God, we're the ones that is a liar, not God. And we stay with the old King James, and the reason we do that is because it is the truth, it's right. Please do not transfer to a different version thinking that you can have a better understanding. Come by faith to Jesus, and you will have the understanding. The Spirit of God will teach you His Word. Now, we've come down, and we find out that the question come here, and that is, what then? This is Paul speaking in the book of Romans. What then? Are we better than they? That's the question. And they had the Word of God. The Word of God was given to the Jews. And so the question comes, are they better? Are we better, if speaking as a Jew, as he would, and are we better than they? And he clearly says, no, we are not better than they in no wise. For we have before proved, both Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin. Wages of sin is death. As it is written here in verse 10, there is none righteous, no, not one. And so as we look at this ninth verse, are we better than they? The real question is, have we, as Jews, an excuse? Do we have an excuse? Because we are the children of Abraham. Abraham is our father. So aren't we better off? And the question is, no, because they have rejected Jesus. If you've rejected Jesus, you went to church all of your life, but you've never come by faith to Him, you've trusted in the doctrine of your church, and maybe the doctrine of your church does not believe in a personal relationship with Jesus. They believe just in baptism. You believe God existed. That's good enough. No, it isn't. Not according to the Word of God. Is there any excuse for you left to the Jews, because you had all the information? Is there any escape from the final judgment? The guilty man is guilty of sin. Is there any escape from that? And without Jesus, the answer is no. All are guilty, whether it be Jew or Gentile, all are guilty. And if we look at this the 10th through the 12th verse here, let's just read it. As is written, and this is in Psalms 14, and it's verses 1 through 3 for these three verses of Scripture here. It says, for it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. That's what was quoted from Psalms 14, 1 through 3. That's what he come out to state very clearly. Paul was very clear that there is none. Just because you are a Jew, you've come from that family, do you think that's enough for you? No, it is not. It is not enough. You must come by faith to Jesus. You must be saved. You must be born again. There is no other way of escape. No excuses left. All are guilty. and we've just read verses 10 through 12 here. We need to understand that even in the Old Testament, it was settled. If you do not come by faith to Jesus, it's settled. It is done. So please that you look to the Word of God and recognize as it tells you, whether you're Jew or Gentile, you must know Jesus. Now, we have read through the 12th verse. I'm going to add verse 13 because we will have six facts, statements here in these verses that we'll include. And let me once again read at verse 10, and we'll read through 13 this time because they all come together. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. This is the word of God. David has written these words that man will understand his condition and that we need God. They are all, verses 12 here, they are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit, and the poise of asps is upon their lips. And we'll just go ahead and read the next two here. Whose blood is full of cursing, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness, their feet are swift to shed blood. All right, now as we look at these verses of Scripture, we have the facts. This is the facts. There is none righteous, no, not one. Number two, there is none that understands. You cannot understand apart from the Spirit of God showing you the way. There is none that seeks after God. You do not seek God. God seeks you, and then it's your responsibility to respond. They are all gone out of their way. They've always taken their own direction, and they are all together. They are together become unprofitable, number five. Number six, there is none that doeth good, no, not one. That is man. All men are totally and completely wicked. They're dead in their thinking. They're dead in their emotions. And all men, if not born again, are, and we're going to read Isaiah 53:6, because that gives us a description. Isaiah 53:6. I'm turning there. I hope that you have the opportunity to turn to this scripture verse as well. Isaiah 53:6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. You see, because of our condition, because we are so wicked, we're dead in our thinking. You said, no, I know a lot of good people that don't go to church. There is one reason that people do things. They do them because they're born again and they want to praise and honor God. Or they are lost and they do it to get attention, to get recognition, to get acknowledged. They do it so someone will do something for them. And so there's always, to a lost person, there is always a hidden agenda. You must be born again. You must be born again. Let's read those six factors, those six facts again that we find in these verses. There is none righteous, no, not one. This is the Word of God, that God, our Creator, God, our Sustainer, He is the one that has stated these words. God, our Savior, tells us very clearly, there is none righteous, no, not one. Number two, there is none that understands. You understand? There is none that seeketh after God. Number four, they are all gone out of their way. Number five, they are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. As we look at these verses of Scripture, we need to understand, as back in verse 53:6, it begins with all and it ends with all. Isaiah 53:6, if you didn't turn back from there yet, and I hope that you didn't, that scripture verse, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. So it begins with all, and it ends with all. So without Jesus, we are all going the same way, and that is down. There's no hope. People can be very successful in this world. People can be very kind in their own way and thinking. But without Jesus, there's only one direction, and that direction is hell. You're going to spend eternity in the lake of fire. And all of your life, you're going to desire to have a peace about it. You're going to have, you want that joy, and you'll have just moments of it, but it never lasts because it's not real. And it will never be. It cannot be real unless you know Jesus as your Savior. And so all in all, again, without Jesus, we are all going the same way, and that's down. We're helpless, we're lost, we're dead in our sin, and until we hear the truth, hear and receive the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, until we do that, our life is hopeless. And so please come by faith to Jesus. You know, Jesus was brought down to man. And we're going to look at the Gospel of John, John chapter 1. And the first verse says, "In the beginning was the Word was with God." And then verse 14, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Jesus, in the beginning was the Word. Jesus was in the beginning. He wasn't just created when 2,000 years ago when he came down here and took on the body of a man. The Trinity has always been the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But at this time, 2,000 years ago, it was time that God would send his Son, God the Father would send his Son down here to this earth, put on the body of a man, fathered by the Holy Spirit, and so the line of sin, we have just looked in these verses of Scripture here as we have studied concerning circumcision and things about circumcision, and see the man, because of the fall, Adam, sin came to all mankind. Well, by one man, sin can be taken care of, and that is through the Lord Jesus. But it's not a universal salvation. It is offered to all, but you must come by faith to Jesus to be saved. And so you need to trust in the Lord Jesus. And so this verse is here in John is just so tremendous. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the same was in the beginning, that's verse 2, with God. And then verse 14, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Precious words. Jesus was salvation. He brought it down to man. And that Word, he is salvation today. All you need to do is come by faith to him and be saved. We cannot think straight. We cannot think correctly without God. We must trust in Jesus Christ, his Son, for salvation. What a wonderful opportunity that we have to trust in Jesus. Now, we look at this here once again in verse 10. We go back to Romans 3. 10, it's written, "There is none righteous, no, not one." Verse 11, "There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeks after God." Okay, understand that. Now, we do not seek God. Verse 12, "They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." God seeks us. He seeks us through the person of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes and comes down and knocks on your heart's door and says, "Can I come in?" And you say no. And he knocks again. We're not promised two times. But if he would knock again and you would say no, Each time that you say no to the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God may very possibly be talking to you today through this study and through this word, you need to come by faith to Jesus and call upon Him. If you refuse to, each time it becomes more and more difficult for you to say, "Yes, I want Jesus." It becomes more and more difficult each time. Because you see, your heart is beginning to be hardened. So you need to respond. You respond now and ask Jesus to come into your heart. Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. But we do not seek God. God seeks us, this person, the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes and knocks on our heart's door. God the Father sends the Spirit to knock on your heart's door. So please that you listen. You want joy and you want peace. You want to have a wonderful life. You may not be financially rich any of your life, but you're going to enjoy this day and this life if you'll call upon Jesus and ask Him to come into your heart and to save you. So you see, verse 12, they are all gone out of the way. They are altogether become unprofitable. There's none that doeth good, no, not one. There's not one that seeks after God. There's not one that can do good without the power and without the presence of Jesus. This shows us the human race. That's who we are. You wonder why that the wickedness and the gangs and such horrible crimes are committed. It's because of the wicked heart, the sin, the wicked heart of the lost. And so we need to come by faith to Jesus and look to Him. Now, we come here and we get into the next verses and we get quite a description. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit, and the poison of asps is under their lips. And so here we have the throat, the tongue, and the lips. Now we have next in 14 the mouth, and in verse 15 we have the feet. So their throat is an open sepulcher. Now we're going to go back because I want you to see where Paul is getting this from. He is quoting Scripture. And so let's go back to Psalms chapter 5, verse 9. Book of Psalms, chapter 5, verse 9. Psalms 5, 9. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulcher. They flatter with their tongue. Now, let's go and take a look at what we have here. The throat is an open sepulcher. That's the first part of that 13th verse. This voice, your lips, what comes out of your mouth, it tells us what's in your heart. This gives us a window into your heart. And so the lost, then, is in this condition. Now, I'm going to want to go to these verses of Scripture in the third chapter, because the sign of the unregenerate man, the person that's lost, that is who we are without Jesus. And I'm going to read from verse 13 down through verse 18. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. The way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. That's the condition of man. This is the condition of their heart. The only way we know the condition of a man's heart, we cannot see into the heart as God can. But because we know their actions, then we can be what they call fruit inspectors. Because you see, a person that is filled with the Holy Spirit, driven by the Holy Spirit, is a godly individual. Here's the fruit that they will produce. And this will be from the heart. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. That is a Christian. You want to know what a Christian is like? That is a Christian. And it's not somebody that's fake and phony. It's somebody that's real. That's real. Opposite of what we're looking at here. Very much opposite. We also, as we looked at Psalms 5:9, we can also look at Psalms 140, verse 3. 140, verse 3. They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Adder's poison is under their lips. Selah. That's a lost person. They may speak good words, but their heart is wicked. They need to be born again. This open sepulcher that we're looking at here, the definition of that, I'm going to explain just a little bit so you know, instead of just reading that and said their throat is an open sepulcher, their throat, what this is a shallow grave that contains a body over which no dirt has been thrown, an open sepulcher. Now, you add the heat of the day, you add that dead body, and you've got something that decays and stinks, and we have worms, we have just, you can imagine, you've seen along the roadway something that's hit and how that it decays in the heat of the day. That is the open sepulcher that this is speaking of. And again, we have the throat, the tongue, and the lips. So from the mouth of a vile person, there proceed poisonous and dangerous words. Words that destroy. And the reason is because it's coming out of the heart. The heart is wicked. It was born wicked. And it's just become more and more wicked. Maybe you've been able to contain it and talk nice and act nice. But in reality, you're evil and you're wicked. And without Jesus, see, we have an option here. That option is to come by faith to Jesus. And if the Holy Spirit is drawing you today, and I hope that He is, you will listen and you'll respond and you'll come to Him. Because you see, with their tongues, they have used deceit. And that's the next section. The throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues, they have used deceit. Now, we're going to look here at James chapter 3, verses 2 through 10. James chapter 3. We have Hebrews, and then you have James right after that. If you went into 1st and 2nd Peter, you went too far. I'm sorry, we're going the wrong direction. There we go. Hebrews, James. If I can find it, you folks sure can. James chapter 3, beginning with verse 2. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm. Whithersoever the governor listeth, even so the tongue is a little member, that boasts. Going down to verse 10. A little member that boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members. If it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell for every kind of beast and birds and serpents. The things of the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind, but the tongue can no man tame. Now we're going to have to end there because we're running out of time. My dear friend, please, please come to Jesus. What are you going to do about Jesus?